The performers of Valley Traction Theater Group are sitting on metal stools arranged in neat rows to rehearse in a small space above the Carlisle Theater. Matt Steinman plays guitar as he faces the group of more than a dozen. Here he plays the anonymous farmer, but during the day he runs energy projects for Dickinson College's organic farm. Since 2008, he's been tinkering with the technology that inspired this show, methane digesters.
Food waste doesn't belong in the trash. It belongs to be recycled on farms and captured for energy.
The farm now has a digester big enough to take in manure from more than 100 dairy cows and 2 tons of food waste from the college and community each day. The waste breaks down and creates methane. The digester captures the gas so it can be burned for energy. Methane is also found in fossil gas, and it's a powerful climate pollutant. We've had enough of climate change, the players sing, detailing how a switch to biogas can lower the impact of emissions and get fuel without drilling. As he ramped up Dickinson's program to not only power the farm, but also export electricity to the grid, Steinman got a lot of guidance from his mentor, Robert Hamburg, known as Biogas Bob, a teacher, researcher, and biogas evangelist since the 1970s. But how best to explain the glories of the gas to the public?
The process in question is anaerobic digestion.
Yeah, and he's constantly writing songs.
Kent Barrett is a founding member of Valley Traction and a friend of Steinman's. They work together on a lot of the songs. Barrett says Steinman's work and Biogas Bob's philosophies about energy, the economy, and life provided a lot of inspiration.
He passed away, and we're kind of constantly referencing him as, like, we hope in a reverent way.
To make a good compost, it helps if you're a warrior of love. It helps if you understand and track movements of plates spinning through constellations above. To make a good compost, it helps if you know how to dance. Well, that's not scientific.
The performance has serious moments and energizing songs, but also leans into the fact that the farm's biogas mainly comes from cow poop.
Thanks for coming to our work in progress showing of Life Waste, colon. Biogas musical.
The show has come together over more than a year of collaboration between the writers, community members, friends, and performers. It's not a traditional piece of theater with characters or a plot. It's more like a collage of song and spoken word.
Bob Commandment 4. Linear thinking is raised on the illusion that there can be beginnings and endings to any endeavor.
Co-creator Mo Geiger says they came up with the guiding commandments by poring over Bob's website and highlighting what they found most evocative.
And oddly enough, they lined up with what had already been written, so there was a synchronicity happening between the way that we were thinking about the dialogue and the songs and Bob's writings.
Barrett says they're careful not to present biogas as the answer to our energy and pollution challenges.
The real dream is that we changed our perception about our relationship to the land and land use and nature and waste and food and consumption and all of it, I think.
The show is still a work in progress. Geiger says they plan to keep developing the script and possibly tour the production to other communities.
If this does get performed in new places, we'd like to add elements of that place, people from that place, ideas from that place into the show itself so that it feels nested wherever we are.
What will remain is the fascination with a system that takes what we throw away and transforms it into something useful. And that, the creators say, is beautiful. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania, Carlisle.